This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some Americans could get Johnson & Johnson's just-approved COVID-19 vaccine within hours. It's arriving in states today, and we are just learning that pharmaceutical company Merck will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's vaccine to speed up supply. Infections and hospitalizations are down dramatically, as were deaths, though they've been rising a little in the past few days. Some states are now easing virus restrictions, and health experts warn that is a bad idea.
As optimism rises with another COVID-19 vaccine rolling out, health experts in the U.S. and overseas are warning against overconfidence.
Right now, the virus is very much in control.
And World Health Organization Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan's dismissing any thoughts that the pandemic will end this year.
It will be very premature and I think unrealistic.
At the CDC,
we're not out of the woods here yet.
Director Rochelle Walensky worries about states rolling back restrictions as virus variants spread. The nation's made progress, but not enough.
We cannot be resigned to 70,000 cases a day. 2,000 daily deaths.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Who knew what and when? Those are the questions lawmakers will want FBI Director Chris Wray to answer when he testifies this morning about the attack on the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th.
Questions about the FBI's preparations for what took place that day and investigations into it are expected to dominate Chris Wray's appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's also likely to be asked how the Bureau is confronting the national security threat from white nationalists and domestic violent extremists. I'm Julie Walker.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo denies doing anything wrong, but a third woman is now accusing him of offensive behavior. This is AP News. We are hearing from Lady Gaga's dog walker about his recovery from a gunshot wound suffered when he was caring for her dogs. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Ryan Fisher has gone on social media saying he has experienced a very close call with death. His posts include pictures taken from his hospital bed and a statement that he looks forward to reuniting with Lady Gaga's French bulldogs who were snatched from him at gunpoint last week, leaving him with a bullet wound. But before that takes place, Fisher says a lot of healing needs to happen. That healing doesn't involve any mending of his relationship with the singer and actress. Fisher thanks Lady Gaga for her support and express happiness that her babies, as he called them, are now safe and back with her. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Dow gained 603 points yesterday, the NASDAQ up 396, the S&P rose 90, the best day for the S&P 500 in 9 months. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.